Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. So looking at the situation in Switzerland right now, I mean, we talk about climate change as if it is this abstract thing, but can you explain to us how temperatures have risen to the point where glaciers are now disappearing?
So glaciers basically depend on two things to survive. One is the input of snowfall, and the other is the temperature. If the temperature isn't cold enough, the snow melts, and therefore the amount of ice decreases. And what's been happening over the last century is that temperatures have been rising steadily, and as a consequence of this, glaciers have been beginning to shrink. In the earlier part of this, part of it was natural. We were coming out of a thing called the Little Ice Age. But for about the last 40 or 50 years, almost all of the increase in temperature has been due to human activity.
Many focus on the Arctic sort of areas shrinking when they talk about, you know, climate change and its effects. But there isn't as much of a focus on the loss of glaciers and indeed, icebergs in our ocean, I suppose, as well. Do we have figures on how many of the world's glaciers are actually facing this kind of extinction?
In terms of mountain glaciers, almost all of them. So around the world, virtually every glacier on the planet, there's a handful that are not retreating, but the vast majority of them are retreating. Most of them are retreating quite quickly. For example, in New Zealand, over the last 4 or 5 years, the Franz Josef Glacier on South Island has retreated about 4 kilometres.
Have we got indications on when we could see them disappearing by?
Well, they're actually already disappearing. So many smaller glaciers around the world, the types that are called glacierettes, have actually started to disappear. It's a little bit difficult to make a single statement that all glaciers will disappear, because ones that start very, very high on the mountains are more resistant to temperature change because it's so much colder up there. But around the world, we will lose something like 80 or 90% of all the glaciers by the end of the century unless we do something about carbon dioxide emissions.
The Swiss Association for Climate Protection recently proposed a referendum to demand Switzerland to refuse its net greenhouse gas emissions to zero by 2050. Obviously we're not going to see these kinds of situations reverse themselves. At the moment, we are just trying to, you know, put on the sort of brakes. But is there the need for these terrible situations to arise before governments kind of have this hit home to them, realise the effects in their own sort of borders?
The short answer is yes. Governments actually respond to what people think, and in a delayed fashion. So when you get a majority of people in Australia that actually recognise the seriousness of the situation in terms of loading the atmosphere with carbon dioxide and start demanding action, then the government will respond. We're on our way to that point, but there's still large chunks of the Australian population that isn't persuaded that climate change is important, even though most people will now accept that it's real.
And for decades and decades, really, it has been an easy way to, I think, wrap our minds around some of the effects of climate change, rising sea levels, the melting water from glaciers causing global sea levels to rise and to change the weather in this way. The loss of these glaciers, the meltwater from these glaciers, how is this affecting the countries that are losing them?
Well, so for some countries, it's absolutely critical. In places like the Himalayas, many of the poorer communities actually are depending on glacial meltwater during the summer or during the dry part of the year to maintain water flow so that they can actually farm. If we lose glaciers, you may have the same amount of rainfall going onto the mountains, but you don't store the water through the winter period into the drier part of the year, and therefore you end up in a situation where crops fail and people find it really difficult to survive. In places like Europe, the issues are more to do with hazards. As you free up the high mountains from the glacier cover and you increase the temperature, you actually increase the likelihood of catastrophic avalanches and rock avalanches happening. And in fact, also on the news at the moment, there's another glacier called the Plan Pinzón Glacier on the near Mont Blanc that looks like it might fail entirely and come crashing down into the valley below it, creating a catastrophe.
Obviously, this one coming the week of the UN Climate Action Summit really hits these ones home. Jamie, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Nice to talk to you, Sean.